Hi, can you speak to Mr. Crutcher, please?
Pardon?
Hi, Duncan. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal, sir. You okay?
Yeah.
Duncan, we're the legal team that are helping you with your Scottish redress case, sir.
Yeah.
Are you okay to have a chat with me for 5 minutes, Duncan, about your case?
Yeah, because I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Duncan, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said before, my name's Michael. It's my job to get to know you, get to know your case.
Yeah.
Not to drag you over the, you know, what you've already told us about your time and care. My role is more to try and understand how the trauma you suffered in care has had an impact into your adult life, Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll then do is then I'll write to whatever is your GP, any hospitals, any rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather that information so we've got a full picture for Scottish Redress of what happened to you in care has haunted you and followed you throughout your life. Is that okay, Mr. Duncan?
Mm-hmm.
So I am sorry for having to ask these questions, Duncan, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't. Have you ever, or do you suffer with depression or anxiety, Duncan?
Oh, okay. I get tablets for depression.
Okay.
But they don't seem to work, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. From his GP. Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or substance?
Well, when I was younger, yeah. I used to be an alcoholic, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I don't drink now.
Okay, that's good. Does your GP or is there any sort of medical records of your alcoholism?
Yeah, there should be.
Okay. Younger, yes. Okay. And I've got a real tough one, Duncan, and that's one obviously I really don't look forward to asking, but I do have to ask you, is have you ever tried to take your own life, Duncan?
I've thought about it. I've never done it.
Okay.
Oh, obviously I've never done it because it's from here.
Yeah, well, you could have tried. Sorry for having to ask that one.
It's all right.
All right. Well thought about it. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Duncan, with your permission and your blessing, I'm going to write to your GP. Can I take your GP's details, please, Duncan?
I don't know, really.
Just the practice details, buddy. I don't need the actual GP. It's fine.
I know it's... I just moved out here. So I don't really know the GP's... what do you call it?
No. Do you know where it's at? And I'll see if I can Google it.
Kettle. Hold on a minute.
I've got a Rothwell Medical Practice.
A what?
Rothwell Medical Practice.
No.
Desbro Road.
Which company are you?
MMA Legal.
M&M Legal.
MMA, yeah. So, Mike.
He's already signed up with somebody.
Yeah, he signed up with us.
Yeah, so he's very confused. So what is it he wants?
Oh, sorry. What's your name? Sorry.
I'm his support worker. My name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. My name's Michael. How are you?
I'm all right, but I'm actually at work because he lives in support accommodation. So okay. I know that he's going through the Scottish redress system, so yeah, I understand yeah. that. And
we're,
you...
we're the legal team that are helping him with that. I'm looking for Duncan's GP details so I can write to his GP so I can get you know, all of his medical records to evidence that he,
yeah.
he suffers with depression. Because obviously what happened to him as a child in care has had
yeah.
an impact and into his adulthood. So I was after Duncan's GP's details so I can write to them and gather all of his medical evidence.
Right, let me just get that for you.
Perfect, thank you.
26. Oh, there with me. Jesus, you have to go through about 100 different things just to get to a bloody thing. Right, here we go. Grab shit.
I just need the practice details and I'll go out and find the address and anything.
So the actual practice details is called Weavers Medical Centre.
Yeah,
I'm giving you everything here. And it's Prospect House.
Prospect House, yeah.
In Kettering.
Yeah. Is it a postcard?
Oh, 2 seconds. I don't know why that's not on there, actually. Should I? Let me just get that up for you. Bear with me. Right. Oh, flipping Nora.
Okay, you haven't got it. I just thought you might have had it, but...
Well, I should have had it. I don't know why I ain't got it, but there
yeah,
we go.
Okay. I'll go and get it. It's not a problem.
It's
not a problem.
What else you need? The actual...
No, that's it. That's all I need.
Oh, right. So I can say I've got the postcode now. It's NN16...
Oh, yeah,
NN16...
Yeah.
8DN. I've got a number if you want it and all.
No, I don't need the number. Oh, go on. I'll take the number. Let's see. Yeah, let's cover all the bases. Go on.
01536 and then it's 513494.
513494?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for your help.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
But he lives in supported accommodation with Kettering Mind through Mental Health Charity Mind. He's got a lot of ailments. Not just mental health, he's got a lot of physical ailments as well. But yeah.
Yeah.
So he's been here about since July, like 18th of July last year, I think it was. But we did know about the Scottish redress because he'd heard about it, so I supported him to make
okay.
initial inquiries. But he does doesn't
okay.
he gets quite confused at times as well. So
okay.
But yeah,
well,
I'll let him know that I've given you that.
Can I just
yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. So the office number, if I'm not here, there should be another staff member here. So the office number here is 01536.
26, just let me, I'm still taking the time using the support staff to help him with the information. With information.
Because he'll normally come down and say, oh, can take the call. If we can take the call, we will. If we can't, because we've got other... service users here, then I can't take that call. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm not being funny if that ever occurs or we ever say that. But our number is 01536.
Yeah. 353.
436.
436. So I have to go for a bit of a legal declaration with Duncan. Is it worth me doing that with you so you can relay it to him?
He's outside, let me just get him. Hold on.
Is he gone?
Yeah, just buggers off. Oh my God, there he is. I'll leave you with Duncan now, because he'll just say yeah, yeah, yeah to everything, but here he is. He just wanted your details, Duncan, for the doctors. I'll give him it.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Duncan.
Yeah.
Hey, Duncan. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Jessica's given me all of your details.
Yeah.
I just need to go back through some bits with you, Duncan, so you understand our fees. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, Duncan, you could actually apply to the Scottish redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that, whether that's, you know, gathering the information yourself or not. It's entirely up to yourself. But that is an option for you.
No.
Okay, thank you. There are other law firms out there, Duncan, who will help you apply. and won't charge you a fee, but they get paid directly by the Scottish Government under what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they pay £2,000 per case, whether that client wins, loses or draws. We don't participate in that scheme, Duncan. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We entered into a no-win, no-fee agreement with yourself, where if you win, if you lose, we lose together. And it's on us to gather as much information as we can to help you and support you with your case. Our fees, Duncan, are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case. And on the other side to that, Duncan, we will never, if we are unsuccessful, we will never come to you and try and reclaim any fees. It is a genuine no-win, no-fee. So if you win, you pay us. If you do, if we're unsuccessful, you don't pay us any fees. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Do you understand those three options, Duncan?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, Duncan, you did have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed the documentation with us. If you were unaware of it, we can start that 14 days from now. Or alternatively, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and I can get started on your case straight away, but that's up to you.
Yeah, I didn't get over that.
Okay, so you're happy for me to waive the 14-day cooling off
yeah.
period? Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Duncan, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks. I'll keep ringing you every month. If I can't get you, I'll ring Jess or the team over there, and I'll just let you know how I'm getting on. If you need me for anything, Duncan, save my number. My name's Michael. I'm always at the other end of a phone to you, okay? So if you need me, if you've got any questions, you will never be wasting my time, so just give me a ring. And if I can't answer, leave me a message and I'll ring you back, Mr. Clatcher. Is that okay?
All right.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Duncan?
Oh, I'm all sick.
Okay, buddy. Well, look, thank you very much for your time today. And I will get on and start working on your case.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Thank you, Duncan. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you.
Thank you, sir. Lovely speaking to you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.